buck naked, but that won't stop him from talking baseball. Friday at 10:50 with Rangers manager Buck Showalter. Brought to you by Discount Tire and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to The Hardline. We are out here at Hooters today in the West End, where we're probably less than an hour away from the start of the game, because it's an early start tonight.
6:30.
6:30 puck droppage.
It's yes. More than an hour.
Hey, I know we're going to get into fight night here and funny bit, but we'll probably need to say, tell everybody to hold a good thought for Johnny Oates, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We do, because he had to go back in the hospital. He's still got that brain tumor thing happening, and he had to go back into the hospital, and I don't know if the Rangers don't know or if they're just not releasing any real data about what's going on or what exactly what the situation is, but just hold a good thought for him and keep him in mind. Now, out here at Hooters today, down in the West End, we got a pair of tickets for the game to give away. You can also register to win a 51-inch big screen HD TV, which will be given away later on in the month at a P1 WAC remote. Giorgio is here with the Jack Daniels Cup to kick off the Jack Daniels Cup Victory Tour. You can register to win a chance to sit ringside with him and Junior Miller at Celebrity Boxing Guys Night Out at Lone Star Park on May 6th. Speaking of which, it is time for us to try and recruit boxers.
Just right around the corner.
Right. And every show has got to find boxers. And once again, it appears to be falling to us to recruit girls.
Wonderful.
Well, because it's a known fact that all hot girls, they love our show.
Or tore up girls.
Yeah, all girls love our show.
Right.
I don't know any tore up girls that like it.
Most of them are hot. Gator. Most of the girls that like us are hot, hot, hot. Like the Gator girl.
True.
Right. The smoldering sensuality of Becky.
True.
You fell for that, Cobra.
Absolutely.
So we got to find girls to box. Now, we've been pretty successful at this the last couple of years.
Oh, last year was the match of the night where Kevin Von Erich's daughter fought Jarrett.
Yeah.
Two smoking hot girls.
Well, we got to duplicate that this year. Now, I'm sure there will be a remote where we audition possible boxing prospects.
And you know what? You know what the qualifications are? And we're going to be real honest with you, aren't we, Ross?
Yeah, big jugs.
You got to be hot. I mean, you've got to be good looking. So if you're just average looking, we're probably not going to pick you. Sorry, that's how we are.
Is that the way we're running this deal? For real?
Yeah.
Is that the way we've been running it in the past?
Pretty much.
We want good looking
girls?
Yeah, we want jugs.
Hot girls.
With big jugs. Yeah.
Okay, you may be limiting yourself. Well, I think last time we were just asking for girls.
Well, now we're asking for good
looking. And we got lucky.
And if we don't, then we'll throw ticket chicks in there. Make them box each other.
Now that would be good.
We should do that anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're a girl, you want to box, should we have them email you or what?
Email hardline@theticket.com.
Yeah, just email hardline@theticket.com, and we will deal with you at that point.
And it doesn't matter if you've never boxed before. We prefer that.
Yes.
I mean, if you've never boxed before, that's great. I mean, all we're going to do is strap some boxing gloves on you. You're going to get out there and beat the hell out of another hot girl.
Flail away. And that'll be May 6th. At Guys Night Out at Lone Star Park.
That's always one of my favorite nights of the year, because when we do those fight nights, the energy and electricity is amazing.
It is fun, man.
I mean, the only thing bad about it is Dick Hicks.
Yep, the sports cretin is way too heavily involved.
For some reason, he's the ring announcer. How the hell does that happen? You should do that this year, Ron. Take that away from him.
You think I should?
Yeah, take it away from him.
All right, well, let's get on with funny bit here.
All right, this is actually something that's been playing on the station for a couple of weeks now. This is a promo.
Sam Pierce?
No, not Sam Pierce. A promo talking about all the big-name guests that we have on this station. All right, so I want you to listen to this. This is real. And I want you to tell me what's peculiar about this, okay?
The Ticket, your home for big.
That is Troy Aikman.
Danny White.
Dane.
Tony Dorsett.
The great Dan Marino, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
That is Michael Irvin.
Bill Walton.
Harmon Killebrew.
It's Guy Carbonell.
The great Johnny Bench.
Big name guests and the guys you want to hang out with. Ticket tickers every 20 minutes at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour.
One, is it?
Breaking sports news first, guaranteed.
I would tell you to dump the whole damn thing.
Did the funny bit go awry?
No, but that was the other promo that we're running. We're running two. Did Aubrey give you the wrong number? Okay. Well,
can we do anything right?
No. Are you kidding me? Absolutely not. That was the one that we were actually involved in which you guys were talking about guests that we had on the station or our show about 4 years ago.
Which is kind of amazing to me because that's actually people that we had on our show.
Here's the current one.
The Ticket, your home for big.
Jerry Jones with us.
It is Mark Cuban.
Good morning from Hawaii to Don Nelson.
Dave.
The great John Elway.
Talking with the great Brett Hull.
And the great Reggie White.
Yes.
The Stars owner Tom Hicks joins us.
That's Mavs owner Mark Cuban.
Big name guests and the guys you want to hang out with. Ticket tickers every 20 minutes at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station. Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
TheTicket.com. We're on the air, dude. Yeah. Okay, so essentially, y'all aren't on that. Those were all guests that we've had in the last year, and we're not part of that promo.
That's the newest one.
Yeah, that's the newest one, because we make no bones about it, we're not particularly a guest-driven show.
But even if we try to,
we fail.
We either can't get them on,
right,
or they'll stiff us.
Right. We have more luck with the lower-level guests. If it's a big guest, we never can get them on.
Well, I mean,
it's impossible.
I mean, when it's 100%, yeah, they're going to call in. Something will go wrong.
Right.
Or if we get them on, the phone will crap out.
Get a load of this. You know who we're supposed to have on Friday?
Who?
Rick Derringer.
Oh, he's booked, man. Solid.
Rock and roll hoochie-coo?
Now, what do you think the odds of that really happening are going to be?
Okay, he's not that big, though.
Doesn't matter. It's between the hours of
we can't even get him, I'll bet you.
It's between the hours of 3 and 7. I would say there's a 20% chance we're going to have him on.
Well,
I thought this was very unfair for us to be running a station promo without the hardline involved.
Yeah, I agree.
It's the franchise show of the entire station, right?
Well,
we should
theoretically,
it is.
There's no doubt about it.
So we asked Aubrey and the guys back in the production department to find guests that we have had on in the last year and at least include us within the promo, at least put us in there. So he dug up what he said was every guest he could find over the last year, the ones that we actually got on the air. And now we're included within the promo. So let's listen to now the updated station promo with us included.
The Ticket, your home for big.
Jerry Jones with us.
It is Mark Cuban.
Good morning from Hawaii to Don Nelson.
Ranger beat writer Evan Grant. Evan, good afternoon.
Hey.
The great John Elway.
Talking with the great Brett Hull.
Ranger good guy Chuck Morgan.
The great Reggie White.
The author of Tobacco Bad, Baseball Good.
Yes. The Stars owner Tom Hicks joins us.
An umpire.
That's Mavs owner Mark Cuban.
The guy who owns a catcher's mitt.
Big name guest. And the guys you want to hang out with.
The author of Aliens and Why They Don't Play Baseball.
Ticket tickers every 20 minutes at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour.
A pitcher's mound.
Breaking sports news first, guaranteed.
The author of Third Base, A Guide to Baseball and the Vagina.
Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station.
My horny left hand.
Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Oh, man. Lower level and baseball intensive guests, mind you, but still, they were guests.
So we had the pitcher's mound on?
Right. I guess. I don't remember that.
My favorite was an umpire.
I don't remember the author of Tobacco Bad, Baseball Good.
Well, you know what? Us getting guests is about like Spinal Tap and their drummer. Just doesn't work.
I guess so.
All right, up ahead, the Little Mavericks, still wondering who they're going to play in the first round of the playoffs. We'll look at them next here on the ticket.
So I was going to ask you, because this was certainly part of my childhood. Did the RV ever enter into your scene?
No. No, I think my
or
parents...
Or a pop-up camper or anything like that?
No, I think my parents saw that as a bridge too far on their budget sheet, and we were always tent campers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we would take the tent out of the trunk and go to the campsite and
now,
set up.
We would camp,
and then
for
we
sure.
Were, and then we would look at all the people in the RVs thinking...
How cool that
is. Oh, my gosh, do they have the best life ever. How did they do this?
We did a little bit of both. We would do camping, which my mom was diametrically opposed to. And I think that is why Dad ended up caving and getting a pop-up camper, which essentially, are you familiar with what those are?
Yeah.
Like you would see them driving along, and they look like half of it was
right,
there.
Right,
but it just popped up,
you
the pop-tops.
You crank it out?
I don't know if it was a crank or a, it had to have been. You couldn't have had a button back then that would have made it pop up.
Yeah.
It's not like a closing a SUV back door. But anyway, it was, once we did make that transition, you're right. Like, you felt like that, and those things were pretty cheap, I believe, back then.
Yeah,
in
probably.
The 70s. But you felt like that you had just transitioned from an apartment in the worst side of town to living in the Beverly Hillbillies mansion.
Like, here's Robin Leach to
seriously,
walk,
it was
walk
like,
you through it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you were just, everything about it was magical.
I'm not trying to one-up anybody, but you are aware that the first 10 years of my life, I essentially lived in an RV.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't going to bring that
I
up.
I lived but... in a plywood house on wheels.
You didn't tell us you were rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loaded. I wasn't rich. It was just a single wide.
Danny, they would often take the house to 7-Eleven.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
How long was that?
A good while. Good while. From probably about 7 years old to 10. So about 3 years.
And was that the time when you were really traveling all over the country, too, living in Memphis and San Francisco
yeah.
and all that?
Mm-hmm.
What was your dad's job?
I don't really know. He had a lot of them.
Was he like Kane from Kung Fu?
No, he was very
work?
He was very nomadic, and we rarely lived in a place longer than 6 months to a year. He was discharged from the Navy. He was an electrician, so he worked a lot in oil. He was a police officer in Memphis.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, he finally settled in Texas after he decided my mom was too crazy to live with.
Well, that happens. Now, Bob, we'll have to slowly, very slowly, introduce you to the legend that is Danny's dad, Phil.
Well, I just feel like there's so much I have to learn about Danny's entire backstory.
Well, it's like Mike's dad, Howard. He yeah. kept it pretty close to the vest. Didn't want to divulge too much. Danny's more open about Phil than Mike was about Howard.
Very open.
Yeah. Which is weird. I think Danny knows more about his dad that was in his life for like 10 years
mm-hmm.
than Mike does about his dad who died at like 98 or something. Mike didn't even know his dad fought in World War II.
Oh, wow.
That's not a lie.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, some are an open book, and some you just don't talk to them, right?
I always was told, especially on the dad
He's
side.
He's trying to read his newspaper.
That I don't know why this is, people say this about your father. Why wouldn't you do it with your mother, too? But before things start to go haywire, you need to sit him down
yep.
and get the whole story.
While recording.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to interview him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like my dad, it would start with him being the first of his family. And I'm not talking about mom and dad. I'm talking about cousins, aunts, uncles, everybody on that side of the family. He was the first to get out of eighth grade.
Whoa.
Not high school, college, eighth grade.
It's a big...
Dude.
It's a big hurdle.
That's how close we are, though. We always talk about, like, the generational thing.
Yeah.
That is how close we are to living on a farm, growing up on a farm, and not going to school after a certain time because you just go work.
Right.
That was it. We're like one generation removed.
Yeah, and now if you don't go to college,
oh,
just think about that.
We've warped our society into thinking that college is, got to go to college, and you got to go to a good one.
Right.
Yeah, you just got to do it all.
Right.
When the reality is, yeah, sure, college is great, but is it all that it's cracked up to be from a society standpoint?
Of course not. Of course not.
And the money that you have to throw in there?
It's good, though, for learning how to, like, do laundry and to feed yourself without mom helping you.
Make soup.
But other than that.
Meet friends.
So you're saying, basically, instead of high school and college, just get an RV?
No.
Oh.
Unless you want to come out here today and try that. Like, if you're an eighth grader right now, and you have the money to come buy an RV.
If you have a line of credit.
I would enjoy seeing you take on that adventure.
Yeah. I mean, you got 8 years. Go see the world.
You
in your
can't
RV.
Really drive it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can hire a driver.
Yeah.
All right, let's crank up the show from Vought RVs in Haltom City next.
For the latest in laser vision technology and world-class vision, call Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, 214-328-0444.
Christmas, holiday, what we've been up to over the last year, letter.
Man, the more I think about this, the more it makes me nauseous.
The Christmas family form letter?
Yes, it's bad enough getting the picture of everybody. I can handle that, all right? I've kind of come around on the Christmas cards.
It's because you have a kid.
But I'm not going to have Christmas cards.
You'll be sending those out before long.
I will not.
Yes, you will.
If you get a Christmas card from me, it's going to look like the one that I got today that I showed you. With two nude males in it.
Bent over?
Yes, bent over
and what,
backwards.
What was the saying in it?
It said, what was it?
It taint Christmas without you.
Yeah, taint Christmas without you. That was genius.
Well, if you get a Christmas card from me, it's going to have what I just forwarded you a couple of days ago.
Okay. Later.
Great.
All right.
Yeah, nothing says happy birthday, Jesus, like an Asian woman doing that.
Body.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a woman.
So these letters, all right. Now, normally, the letters are exclusive to, at least in my experience, are exclusive to family members. Normally, not a really close family member. Normally, it's from like a cousin that you haven't heard from, but they send these out to everyone in the whole family. But more and more, the Christmas letters have leaked out
outside the familial circle,
outside of the nuclear family.
They've gotten on a grander distribution list.
Yes. And boy, is there a faster in the trash motion?
Well, not for me. I mean, if those people care enough to send me one, then I'm going to read it.
Let me tell you something. If I care enough about them,
then you
I'm
know what's
already
been going
know
on.
What's going on.
Right.
And if you're sending me a letter to inform me of what the hell's been going on in your life, then I probably don't give a damn.
Not necessarily.
Right, Snake?
It may
right.
be somebody that you're not often in touch right. with.
Well, if you're not often in touch with them, then you don't care about them.
Right.
To Nancy.
No, that's... That's not necessarily true either.
Man, I'm telling you, it is.
There are a lot of people I care about that I don't stay in touch with.
You don't care
Susie
about
Wong?
Anyone.
No, I do care about a lot of people.
Who?
Oscar Sturgis.
Yeah, him. But I don't stay in touch with him.
And I'll tell you, the worst part about these letters is that they're real campy. They are full of dad jokes.
And they're long.
And they are so long. Because it talks about everybody in the stinking family.
And everything that everybody did that year.
Right.
How, well, what does it hurt
how
for
Jimmy
you to take
got an A
five
in science or how
right.
Jenny learned how to skate?
I have written a mock what we have done last year Christmas letter, okay? And
uh-huh.
this is short, but I'm just trying to show you how cheesy they are.
This is yours?
No, this is like, I'm telling you, I just wrote one just randomly, okay?
That's what I'm saying. This
yeah.
is for your family.
No, this is not for my family.
You just made one up?
I made a family up.
Oh.
But this is how they normally go, in case you don't know what they're like. Well, another year has flown by at the Parker household, and we can't believe it's already 2006. It's been an amazing year. even though Bill will tell you the only amazing part about it is he only gained 5 pounds. You know Bill. He loves his cheesecake. Insert laughter at all the campy parts, right. By the way.
All right, we'll do that back here.
Well, Bill and Kathy have been together now for 35 years, which is 35 years longer than Kathy's parents ever gave him. And speaking of the parents, well, Henry and Irene, they're doing just fine living in Scottsdale. And you know what Henry always says, a day without golf is a wasted day.
So true.
Irene, well, she's still playing bridge every day. And you know what? She'll probably outlive us all.
Oh.
The kids. Oh, the kids. Mark is now in 8th grade. Can you believe it? Suddenly, girls are more important than good old mom and dad. We knew it would come someday. But you know what they say. All boys love women, wine, and song. Here's one mom who's glad that wine wasn't Mark's first love.
Oh, my.
As for Katie, well, she's now in 5th grade. Yep, 5th grade. And she just loves her horses. She rides every day. And she's slowly riding her parents into bankruptcy. It's just a drivel like that.
I know.
That's all it is.
That's it?
Hey.
That's enough.
Well, that's plenty.
You get the idea.
Yeah, you understand what's going on.
Hi, I'm Tony Dorsett. Most of you know me as a former running back for the Dallas Cowboys. I want to tell you about a man that gave me a life-changing gift, the gift of great vision, Dr. William Booth. If you want to experience your life in clarity, color, and in detail, make the call today to Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. Dr. Booth says, I'm the fastest man he's ever met. Well, he's the calmest man I've ever met. Talk about a perfectionist. It only takes a call to get the ball rolling for your great vision. 214-328-0444.